In the following text, you will notice that 17 details have been changed from the original text which you read in class. Try to distinguish as many changes as possible without looking at the original, and take notes. Children's Television. School's Out. Part 1. For fans, it is the biggest success since Gonch Gardner made off with Mr. Bronson's toupee at the swimming pool. Grange Hill, a BBC children's television drama about a London public school and its raucous pupils, is getting a makeover as it celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Formerly stuffed with edgy teenage storylines, drugs, gangs, pregnancy and so on, the next series will instead follow an older cast, pitching less innocent plot lines to an audience of under-12s. Blasphemy, according to the programme's creator, Phil Redmond, who says it will be better for the series to hang up its mortarboard. The squeezing out of original programming for teenage viewers is one unexpected early consequence of the arrival of multi-channel digital television. Children are among the least eager adopters of digital TV, and now spend 82% of their viewing time on specialist digital channels rather than the old analogue 5. Their parents are rather worried. 90% of households with children have multi-channel television, against 76% of childless homes. More channels have meant lots more choice. Some 113,000 hours of children's programmes were broadcast in 2006, compared with 20,000 in 1998. But there is a catch. Hardly all of this is either imported or repeated. By 2006, only 1% of children's broadcasting consisted of original material made in Britain. Increased licence fees for viewers from the new channels, as well as bans on advertising junk food during children's shows, have made it unprofitable to commission expensive new children's programmes. Britain's main commercial broadcasters have therefore doubled their investment in children's shows since 1998. End of part 1.